Hello, friends. Coach Shelby and Coach Christine welcoming you in and saying it's time for a brunch Quick Bites edition, where you can grab your miles with a side of smiles, take them on the run midday, in the afternoon, or even a late night snack attack. So, are you ready? Let's have some fun, get you moving and grooving. Lace up those shoes, put a smile on your face, and let's log some miles. Gonna go ahead and start off the 10-minute walk in 3, 2, 1. Coach Christine, walk it out. What is up?
Hey, Coach. I love this particular workout today because this is the kind of workout that I use when life just doesn't give me any breaks, when life is not working for me. Maybe I've gotten sick. I can't imagine who might feel a little bit of feeling seen when I make that comment, but everybody's getting sick right now. We have a pretty heavy flu season. I'm hearing tons of folks that are kind of feeling under the weather. So this is such a great opportunity for us to just lean in and be very gentle with our bodies and get in a little bit of movement to maybe hopefully break up some congestion or just bring our thoughts back to things that we appreciate when things are going right. So, friend, I know you're feeling under the weather. You want to talk a little bit about how you're still making it happen or how you're leaning into not feeling great and just being very integral and honoring your body as it needs the rest.
I'm definitely leaning into it. And I love how you're so zen. Like listening to you, I'm like, oh, can I just be like in a spa right now? Like you have that effect on me.
I have my crystals back here, a little bit of incense going.
I mean, I'll take it all. Yeah, I wanted, like my mind wants to run. My mind wants to walk. But I know with my body, after all these years, I read it. I know what it needs. And I've just been taking it easy. Being outside has not felt that good for me. So even putting this on and taking some time and doing some laundry, walking around the house, picking stuff up, just any type of movement, I count as a win, especially when you're under the weather. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's why we're recording it. We're recording it for that rainy day that just... our lives are not peaches and sunshine and rainbows. It's like when you're on a run and you have a gel in your pocket and you forget about it and you reach in to get your next gel and you have like a gooey, hot, jelly mess on your hand. Your face as I'm describing it is like contorting. Like,
yeah, it's gross. It sounds gross because then you have that sticky residue left on your hands and like you're stuck with it for the remainder of your run.
Like what do you do? Like do you try to lick it off? Do you just like rub it off on your shorts?
Oh,
like
what salty, do you, gross. What do you do with it? You do what we're gonna do here, and you appreciate the aspect of being able to move your body however it works for you. So if you are feeling a little under the weather, this is a good one to maybe bookmark. Go ahead and download this episode, however you get your podcast. There's a way to usually bookmark it or download it, because this is a good one to just kind of lean in. I'm going to lean in that usually when I'm feeling under the weather, I've gotten so much better at not pushing myself into my runs. And I think that comes with a little bit of experience with running, because I think when I first started, there was no way that I would have taken a break from running at any point. If it was on my training plan, I was going to go out and do it. But now I lean in a lot to taking in a light walk, and I'll usually do it by a little bit of light movement up to, I don't have a mailbox at the end of my driveway. I have to walk about a quarter of a mile. So usually I would take this kind of an opportunity to go out for a light walk up there, get some sunshine to help with a little vitamin D infusion. It sounds like maybe you're battling a little bit of allergies as well, or that's aggravating it, because that can happen with going into the outdoors here.
Listen, at this point, I've just thrown up my hands and I'm chugging elderberry like it's going out of style. I have tart cherry juice. I mean, all the elixirs and everything is just, it's going down my gullet. And one thing that I started a couple of years ago is having my own little gratitude when I really get down in the dumps and I am having a hard time pulling myself up. I pick 5 things, and I have to credit to one of my Instagram friends, Heidi, for this, because she had posted about it and she showed me how tangible it actually is to do a gratitude list, because they always sparked me as very unapproachable. Like they have to be this big deep thing. It's like on hers there was coffee. Mm-hmm. And so I totally stole that. I'm like, my gratitude list always has coffee on it. And it made it just that much easier to be like, hey, I'm grateful for coffee. I'm grateful for the sun. I'm grateful that I woke up today. And I'm grateful for carbs. And I need one more thing to make five. So I'm grateful for all of you. Yay. And there you go. 5 seconds or less, I did five gratitude things. And I do genuinely feel better.
I think I naturally lean towards, and I've mentioned this before, I feel very lucky in that my brain naturally leans to usually sunshine and rainbows. And I'm very cognizant that that's just a luck of the draw. But I also spend a lot of time cultivating what I call cultivating optimism. And that does come with a gratitude practice. I actually did partake in a workshop with Dina Castor that she put on how she got to her cultivating optimism after she had her book come out into the world. And she credits her gratitude practice, her daily gratitude practice, for a majority of the things that she feels go right in her world, because she's able to completely flip around her mindset with her daily. Now, she only has three, and she got into the science as to why she goes with three. She also got into the science as to why she chooses to do it. Kind of how you said felt a little bit unapproachable. She chooses to make it where she can't repeat any of the things that she's grateful for on a daily basis, because she said that after... Hey, that's completely different. And you have to, this is what it talks about, creating something that works for you. For Dina, she's been doing this gratitude practice for a very long time. And hey, Dina, if by any chance you're listening and I get this wrong, you're welcome to contact us at info@timeforbrunch.com. Correct us, baby. Come on the show. But until then, my understanding and the notes that I took down from the workshop is that because she's been doing this practice for so long, she had to lean into really making herself be very mindful and intentional with her practice. So she tries to not repeat any of them. And she tries to get into like daily things that may have occurred and looking at it differently. So she'll try to take something that maybe didn't go great and reframing it. And she gave this incredible example of being stuck in traffic. And for me, in my body, the way that that works, being stuck in traffic is the worst thing that could happen to me. And I think you've mentioned your father is like this, where I will take 3,000 side roads that may end up making it longer, both distance and time-wise, from my destination, just so that I could be in movement versus sitting still. So that's where meditation comes into play. But she talks about how she decided to use that as her opportunity to work on her gratitude practice and completely reframe how she was so grateful for being out on such a beautiful day that she wasn't involved. And unfortunately, that accident that was causing the delay, lots of little things that she kind of chose to work on that gratitude practice. So for me, I think we're all grateful for like the big things in our life on a daily basis. We're almost so grateful for them that we probably take a lot of them for granted. Like, you know, grateful for our family or our good health, which, you know, Coach Shelby, that sometimes you probably do take it for granted when you're feeling great. And now that you're not feeling at your best, you're like, man, it's such a wonderful thing to be fully feeling my best. So
I miss breathing through my nose.
It's literally the little things, right? The little things that we take for granted. So I look forward to you breathing through your nose as well. And thank you for being here so much. I'm grateful that you're willing to be here for us to have this gratitude walk with our friends.
Of course. And it makes a great point too, to take a moment, breathe again, especially in this walk. We have a little bit more of the luxury to where our cardio level isn't getting hit as high as we are when we're running. So take the moment and take some deep breaths and really concentrate on that. And one thing, we've talked about this before, but this also is not like toxic positivity. We're not just saying like fake a smile, like you should be happy, just do it. No, it's about taking a little bit of those rain clouds and those hard portions, those hard stretches, and trying to break through with little rays of sunshine. And it's not forcing yourself to be positive, but just trying to kind of take a little extra detour and seeing if you can take a detour into something that is a little bit maybe happier and letting it poke through those rain clouds.
So, Coach, I know that we're about the end of this. We're about 45 seconds away. I'd like us to maybe spend the other 10 minutes as people are getting in a little bit of movement here to talk about maybe some of the things that we do to help us feel grateful or to kind of maybe turn our day around or our mindset. But until then, I also want to hit on the fact that you talked about how walking is so good for us. If anyone has ever had any doubt about walking being so wonderful, I can tell you that from a perspective of it being a low impact steady state, really good on your joints and helping you to get what I like to refer to as NEAT, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Long word to basically say, get your body moving. Just get your body moving. And that's really, at the end of the day, things that are so good for you because body in motion stays in motion. And again, owning into those restful periods are absolutely wonderful. So if you're not walking, if you choose to maybe take this as an opportunity to just close your eyes and maybe do some light stretching, that works as well as we go into one of my favorite stretches that I don't even know how to describe. So Coach Shelby, I'm going to let you lead for it.
Oh my Lord. Okay. We're going to go into a 1 minute stretch break. We're going to put your hands nice and tall up in the air, wiggle those fingers. You can lean to the left, lean to the right. And then you kind of do, it's not like a back bend, but you kind of just reach behind you with your hands when they're still extended. And they okay. feel so good. Coach Christine's looking at me like, oh, that's not where I thought you were
yeah,
going.
Yeah, I like to put my hands on the small of my back for a little bit of an extra arch. It's just a gentle arch, but it does feel so good because I don't think I elongate my spine anywhere near as much as I should.
Oh, I mean, I do too, but in my head, I'm like, slide to the left, like the cha-cha slide. And then I think about Madagascar. I like to move it, move it. Like that, those are what I come to.
Well, perfect. A little bit more high energy than I think that I'd put into my stretches, but I love it. Friends, however you're choosing to stretch and move, this is the halfway point as we go back into our final 10 minutes in 3, 2, and 1. Walking it out, maybe heading back home or starting in a different posture if you're doing some gentle yoga or gentle stretches. So what do you do to generally cultivate a little bit of, I guess, gratitude and maybe change that mindset? I know you do the 5 minutes of gratitude every day, which I love. Anything else?
Or I try to. I mean, let's not get crazy. I ain't that good. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. I do try to put my phone down. As much as I love connecting with everybody and social media and being in the know, I can find it really draining. So I do try to put my phone away for a little bit when I just feel like there's too much happening. Because I find when I'm overwhelmed with too much information, too many things on my to-do list or whatever, that's when a lot of times I'll lose sight of being grateful for the little things. Like that I do get to work from home. I can put my phone down and just not. I'm not going to have a coworker coming in and being like, hey, what's up? Did you finish the report? I mean, I might have my kid, but she's at least cute, so it's fine.
Well, good. Hopefully you feel that I'm just cute as well as I like ping you on our internal connection. I'm like, hey, what's going on? You're probably thinking I'm trying to get work done.
I'm about to say, I'm like, I like my, you're, they don't consider you my coworker. You're like my cohort in crime.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like we're not robbing banks or anything, but still.
So, well, yeah. Well, friends, this is why I like having these discussions, because it's really finding things that make you feel good. However, you're able to kind of get that sense of gratitude. One of the things that I love to do, I do think that putting your phone down is really important. But if you're finding difficulty putting that phone down, maybe using it for a greater good. And I like to put a little pep in my step by sending a text or an email to a friend or a loved one that maybe I haven't been in contact with recently, just letting them know they're on my mind, or maybe share a happy memory, something that made you laugh when you may have gone out with them, or something that just brings you a little bit of extra joy. A little memory stroll through your text with them might help put a little extra pep in your step, which brings me to the next thing I like to do, which is hand out compliments. I feel like that is, well, and there's also science behind that, neuroscience behind, but anytime
obviously
that I have any kind of, just my mood's not feeling great, when I start to really put myself in the mindset of complimenting, but you have to be genuine in your compliments to other people, it totally puts an extra pep in my step. I feel so joyful, because usually people will smile and that sets off all those good little neurotransmitters in your brain. So that's always a good one that I tend to go for.
You know, the funny thing is like, I try to give people compliments, like genuine compliments, because it does make people feel good. But I did that last week and I didn't even think about it until you just said that.
See?
Because it did lift my spirit.
Yes, it really, really, really does. And it's so
easy
to
do. It was at the doctor's too, of all places.
That's awesome. Did you like thank the office staff or your doctor? Or, I'm just curious.
And
you
know, when we were at the checkout window, there was the nurse who was sitting there and she just looked like she was having a rough day. I mean, again, everybody is nowadays. It's hard having, you know, life. But I just, her hair, the way it was just so nice. It was just pretty. And I try not to give physical compliments, but sometimes you just are taken with the way somebody's outfit looks, the way their hair is. And I told her, and she goes, really? And I said, yeah. I'm like, I really like it. And we had probably like a couple minute conversation about how she normally doesn't wear her natural hair and how she had started to try to embrace it. And she showed me a picture. I'm like, look, you look beautiful both ways. I'm like, but this just really suits you. And she goes, thanks. She goes, I was wondering if my natural hair was working for me or not. And it just, like, it made me, like, have a little pep in my step.
Oh, I
love
that.
Even talking about it now, like, I'm so happy.
Yeah, so, friends, I'm going to tell you right out of the gate, you're welcome to give me a compliment about my physical looks anytime you want. Like, that ain't going to hurt my feelings none. But I do know what you're saying, and trying to be cognizant of being cautious as to how that compliment is given instead of, like, the, like, oh, my God, you look great today as opposed to yesterday when you look like absolute poo. Not the right way, maybe. You can do better than that, friends. But what we'll go ahead and do for this particular episode, as we continue to talk about all of the things that put an extra pep in our step and help us be more grateful and turn our mindset around, is that we're going to put together some of our favorite cultivating optimism type of things. And then we'll drop that in our episode notes for you to be able to download. And maybe you can use a couple, maybe you can add your own, friends. Cause again, those are just a few that work for me or a few that work for Coach Shelby, but you may have some things that you enjoy. You know, what also really works is gardening. There's also something about like touching soil releases this connection in our brain that helps us feel a little bit just feels better, a little bit more joy, creating a little bit more gratitude. Because also,
there's a
like,
whole movement about that.
Is there?
No, it's called grounding. And you walk barefoot on the ground. And they're supposed to be, and again, you're the science-y one between the two of us. So I'm going to tell you all this and you can look it up. But it's like all the nutrients and the vibe from the earth, it goes through your feet and it.
Yeah.
Like, no, electrifies.
I'm with you.
You.
Neuroscience and both those pseudosciences that people kind of roll their eyes at. I am down with both, my friends. Like, some of it I actually do need to have some hardcore facts about, which is ironic, but usually when it comes to the more traditional, like Western medicine, I want to see studies. But when it comes to pseudoscience, I'm like, that just sounds right to me. So I'm willing to groove with it. And grounding is definitely one of them. I did that at Stonehenge. I got there and this grass looks so incredible. I could not resist taking my shoes off and actually walking on this grass. And I felt just this amazing sense of just connectivity and joy. And then the sun came out and the sun was setting with these big, beautiful monolithic structures. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
The mom in me goes, hand, foot, and mouth disease.
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's don't Google it.
Okay, let's not.
But like, I do love doing it at the beach, like feeling the sand and the shells underneath my feet. Like that just makes me feel alive. And again, like even talking about like my mood before we started this and my mood now are so different. Like I feel the joy. I'm like, God, I really could go for a walk on the beach. Which is funny because there's like a huge storm headed our way. But still.
Yeah, but that's okay. You can create your own little like just. Teleport yourself there in your mind by even thinking about it, feeling like the crunch of the sand underneath your feet or hearing the waves come in. That's another thing that I do is I will use a lot of guided meditations because it does really help me kind of paint that picture in my head so that I can teleport myself there even if I can't physically be there.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm curious.
Lay it on me. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to get a bucket. I'm going to put some sand in a bucket. I'm going to bring it home, sit my butt down in a chair and put my feet in the bucket. Voila, I'm at the beach.
I love it. Are you going to do that today?
I mean, I hope so if my child cooperates. But I mean, again, even though I'm like, I'm visualizing, I'm in the car. I got my keys. Yeah. I got my red bucket with the yellow handle, and I'm going to go scoop up some sand.
Ooh, I love this so much. And I know, guys, that if you guys ever choose to make any kind of like a drinking game or maybe a sprinting game for all the times that I use the phrase, I love it, or I love this, then you are likely going to wear yourself out. So don't do that.
I think mine's like, okay, so.
I think I say that quite a bit as well. But I do, again, thinking back to my mom saying, "Ay, Cristina, do you think everybody's beautiful?" I do really love this. I love the idea.
I love when you do the your mom's imitation. Yeah. I never met her, but man, I love it so much.
I'll have to show you videos of my mother. So before she was diagnosed with ALS, she was diagnosed with MS, and I did a lot of fundraising for MS at that point. And she did thank you videos to all of talking about gratitude. She did thank you videos to all of the people who donated, and they were so adorable. I'll have to find them up and dig them up for you to see, because you cannot not love them. Yes, I know, like double contractions, and grammar teachers don't come after me. I'm a product of the Florida public education system, so I can use double contractions if I want. I don't even know if I'm using the right words there. All right.
Hey, I brag. I made it through 10th grade and have a GED from the state of Florida. Do not at me.
Girl, you are definitely, you don't need that high school diploma from, I mean, what happens after 10th grade? Basically, at that point, it just becomes it just becomes a social calendar, friend. It's all about like homecoming games and prom dresses. So I could help you relive that at any point and give you a little diploma with sparkles on it.
No, I am totally good missing out on those last few years of high school.
Well, good. You did what was right for you. So friends, that puts us at, did you do what was right for you during this gratitude walk? Did you maybe get a little extra pep in your step? If you still need some extra joy, again, use that episode notes to download our cultivating extra joy, cultivating optimism, a little extra gratitude list. And of course, feel free to share your own. Tag us on social media with the hashtag TFBrunch so that we can find all of your great suggestions. And thank you so much for participating. Again, take that time to be kind and gentle to your body, rehydrate, refuel, and then join us again for Time for Brunch. You can do our long run or walk edition, which comes out on Saturdays, or come back for more of these midweek quick bites, because regardless of when or where, we're going to be serving up more miles with
a side of smiles.